I saw everything wrong with TV padding. Wait, don't know what that is? Oh, let me fill you in. Now, TV padding is the English way of saying you added to or subtracted from vital information from your CV or resume so that it meets the requirements of the position you're applying for. Now, an online resume reconstruction site, Cron, posts it as adding false or exaggerated information to your resume to enhance your credentials for a job. Imagine someone waking up one Monday morning, pulls up his credential file from where you had dropped them some days ago, probably from his ottoman, like the one Rihanna had in the novella, Arms and the Man. Well, if you know, you know. Taps it with his other hand to dust the dirt that has settled on it, pulls out his CV, and begins to add salt and seasoning in the dish of his career profile, professional attainments, and calculates more mass when it comes to his age. That's CV padding. Make I just backdate this one small. Make I like this one small. Wow, that's better. Oh my bad, girl. I would always shout highly unreligious to these things. Straight condemnation. Not until I found myself digging from the same pot of egocism. Hi, my name is Nie, and I'm here to tell you how I got tempted to pile up my resume, popularly known as CV, in this side of the world. Stick around for more gist. Lagos is indeed a mad place, I must confess. Its hustling and bustling can get one literally carried away with its razzmatazz. But when it comes to its survival spirit, that's a whole new game entirely. This is where my story begins. So, I was job hunting again. I know, but not my fault. The previous one was my fifth. It wasn't like I enjoyed bailing out on jobs or anything, but hey, they couldn't afford the check. I always thought I could get myself any job I ever wanted just by sending my application for it. But this time, the Lagos I've come to know was ready to wipe off the mucus from my nose so I can smell the coffee. As every regular day came, I was up on myself, as usual, surfing the internet in my brother's two-bedroom condo when I got a glimpse of a job ad for the position of a sales executive. By this time, I had been at home for about 3 months without even a cleaner's job to do. It was that bad. But it wasn't this bad though, but I was in desperate need of a job. Other jobs I had applied for hadn't called back, and my pepe, no rest, if you know what I mean. I hated it. When I opened my door and hear, "You not go work today? Waiting up now? That thing can be pain." So, my only escape was to get a job ASAP. Now back to my gist. To be certain of what I saw, I clicked on the link provided and got to the job page itself. It was from one multinational company based in Abuja, but had a subsidiary in Lagos. Now, I haven't done any job related to sales before, except for helping my mom sell biscuits and sweets at a provisional store during my secondary school days, but I had to just do something. I searched through the job description and saw things that were far beyond me in terms of my career journey, such as, interested candidates must have 3 to 4 years of relevant working experience in the related field. Like, where was I going to get that from? Now, what drove me nuts was the age limit, 22 years and below. That means that the relevant experience should start from 18 or 19. Man, that was when I just graduated from the university. What is our world turning into? They should have just said that a toddler could apply for the job. I was so devastated. Now, that was how I got tempted to make some critical and mathematical corrections on my resume. Although my good side told me what I was doing was wrong, that I wouldn't be able to defend the qualifications when the time comes, the other side, I would call him Brother D, convinced me that I could. So I go right on it. I backdated my age a little, and then my brother started a business, which was just a registered name at that time, as my recent employment placement. Checked up my attributes and qualifications, made sure the CV was filling 4 pages heavier, and bam, My scrambled egg sauce mixed with suya was ready. Although I wasn't proud of what I did after all, maybe because I didn't get the job or because I thought myself too ethical to have fallen for that situation. But all in all, I'm grateful I did because I learned a lot about this executive that I never imagined I could learn in such a period of time. And I knew better how to pimp my resume the right way. Do you think I did right? Or you have a contrary view about this? Feel free to join our online community on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at jamit.fm. Would love to hear from you. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode of I Got Tempted, hosted by me, Nie, from jamit.fm.
I Got Tempted was produced by Nie and Ikorizo. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Ikorizo. I Got Tempted is a production of Jamit Media.